All right, 1380 WPHM, our Made in Michigan Monday feature this week. Let's talk about online gambling. It's something new in Michigan. PlayMichigan.com covers it. They write about it. Anything that you need to know, anything that you want to know, can be found on PlayMichigan.com when it comes to Michigan's online gambling. And one of the contributors to that site is somebody that you know because he's been featured here on WPHM. He used to cover sports for the Times-Herald. Matt Shook online with us for this Made in Michigan Monday from PlayMichigan.com. He's written an article, The 10 Things That You Need to Know at this six-month mark of online gambling. I mean, my goodness, Matt, you see those commercials for the various different online platforms all the time.
You watch TV, you watch the Olympics, you watch the Tigers, you watch anything. And really, daytime TV, the news, FanDuel is everywhere, BetMGM. I mean, Jamie Foxx is the spokesperson for BetMGM nationally. And, I mean, you can't go too far without seeing a commercial with them on TV. So these companies are spending a lot of money. And as we look at the numbers 6 months in, since the January 22nd launch of online casinos and online sports betting, it's pretty obvious to see why. We've got just under $1.5 billion wagered online on sports in the state of Michigan since January 22nd. And then revenue-wise to the online casinos, which has actually been the bigger story here industry-wise when people are observing, $483 million in revenue from the online casinos and online poker industry. So it's big business, and we're following all along very closely at PlayMichigan.com. And I think that folks in the industry, as far as the Michigan was expected to be a big state. It's a big population. It's a big sports-hungry state. And people have a casino culture as well with all the casinos around the state. So it was expected to be big, but I think it's even surpassed those expectations.
Where does it fit with other states that have online gambling? And how many other states have online gambling? I mean, is this something that is catching on nationwide?
Sports betting, it's over 20 states right now. Arizona's about to go live as the next one. So it's getting to be almost half the states right now. Not some of the big ones, you know, Florida, California, Texas and New York are still not legal and live for online sports betting yet. But the online casino is where you can play blackjack on your phone. You can play roulette on your laptop legally here in the state of Michigan. That's the one that's a little bit more rare. There's only a handful of states right now that have it, six or seven. And New Jersey and Pennsylvania are kind of the leaders right now in online casino. Michigan's right there, number three right behind them. So only a handful of states with the online casino, but the online sports betting is catching on. It's going state by state. And I think the belief is that in time, the sports betting is going to be legal in every state, almost every state in the country. Utah is kind of the holdover that maybe might never come over, but it's becoming more and more common that it's legal and regulated across the country.
Most people that are participating in online betting are doing so with the app that you can download on your phone. Something new started last week, Matt. I want to ask you about it. That's live dealer games. What exactly is that? How does that work?
A lot of people prefer, you know, you go to a casino and you have a dealer dealing live to you. Now you don't get that from the original online casino games. Now what they have is you can go and play these live dealer casino games. Right now they have baccarat and blackjack and roulette, but through most of the operators, including a lot of the big ones here in Michigan, you can now click on there and play and on your video you're watching on your computer or your phone. You're watching an actual dealer in Southfield in a studio that the company Evolution has leased out, and the dealers are dealing actual cards, and you're getting the cards, and you're making your decisions. Now, you're not on video, but you can chat with the dealer through a chat function, like a chat room, and you can also chat with other players on the table. So it's simulating that live environment, and also if you have suspicions that maybe the game is rigged or something like that, which it's not, and there's lab testing and everything like that even for the regular online casino games. But for those who might have concerns or something like that, or, you know, you like the social aspect of going out to the casino, but maybe you're still concerned about the virus for good reason, or maybe you don't live real close, like folks in the Blue Water area, you got to drive an hour to Detroit or maybe over to Sarnia once the border reopens for, you know, so that kind of scratches that itch is if it's more of a social kind of thing. So that's the live dealer casino games, and they're available starting last week, like you said.
Are people gravitating more toward those traditional games or sports betting using these apps?
Probably about half and half. Like I said, for revenue, it's bigger for online casinos, those games. And then for the amount of bets, $1.5 billion on just online and sports. And that's the first 6 months of the year. So that's just like the conference championship weekend was the launch weekend here in Michigan for the NFL. And then the Super Bowl, obviously, you could bet on that legally too. So when football season comes, as you know and everyone knows here in the United States, football is king and the NFL is king. So when the NFL season goes and you get all those fall Sundays, that's going to be the big time. And that's when the operators make a lot of their money. So for Michigan to be betting, you know, close to $2 billion in the first 6 months of the year just on online sports betting without football season pretty much being involved in that, that tells you how much money people are betting. So sports is very popular here in Michigan, as we know, and the sports betting is there already, and it's going to be growing even more here in these next few months.
Which of the online platforms has had the most success?
For sports, it's been FanDuel. FanDuel's number one. It edges out DraftKings and BetMGM as far as the online market share right now. But for online casino, and by a pretty wide margin, it's been BetMGM. So BetMGM has been the one that has really stood out in terms of the revenue so far. A market share up at 35%+. So, and when you're talking about 14 apps right now for online casino and 13 apps for sports betting, the market will grow to 15 here in these next few months. So it's been BetMGM for casinos, and then the top three of BetMGM, FanDuel, and DraftKings for sports betting. But interestingly enough, you know, you got some of the smaller brands going out now, and the one that I'm kind of keeping an eye on, or the couple that I'm keeping an eye on, are some of the Native American tribes here in the state have self-branded their own apps. So Firekeepers launched recently, Gun Lake Casino in the Grand Rapids area launched their Playgun Lake Casino as well. And then Soaring Eagle is the one up in Mount Pleasant that has not launched yet, but they will be launching sometime soon, they say. So those are ones to watch out for if you want to, you know, shop local, quote-unquote, mm-hmm. so to speak. You might want to look into Firekeepers and Soaring Eagle, and Four Winds Casino is another one down in Southwest Michigan that's launching their own self-branded apps as well. So those are some ones that we're going to keep an eye on at PlayMichigan.com as well.
We're talking with Matt Shook from PlayMichigan.com. I know that online betting has been a huge economic windfall to media outlets. I mean, you can't turn on local television without seeing several of these commercials. Are we going to see that slow down at any point?
If you don't like those commercials, I think for football season, you'll pick up once again. I think that you will see... you're seeing less of the sports betting ads right now during the summer and more of the online casino ads because it's kind of that slow time for sports until football starts. So I anticipate that will tick up again for the first, you know, 4 weeks or so of NFL and college football season. But yes, that will slow down in time. Arizona will become the next new market that everyone's going to throw all their money at for spending. So yes, so the answer is no, it will not slow down in the next few months, but in the next 6 months plus, I think you will start seeing a slowdown in those ads.
Fascinating stuff. You're following it on a daily basis at PlayMichigan.com. We'll continue to follow it there. We appreciate you giving us a few minutes this morning, Matt. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Paul.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.